Van Simen Ches, Simen Ches, Sif Tezayim. Alon betalisa ibalaylo, if a person slept with his talis at night, and he woke up in the morning, now the shayla is, does he have to make a new broche? So that's him, it's dependent. If we hold layla loves matzitzis, so even though he was wearing the beged, but there was no mitzvah of tzitzis while he was wearing it. So the mitzvah of tzitzis ended as soon as it became night. He wakes up in the morning, so he has to make a broche. Now there's no connection with yesterday's levisha to today's levisha, since in the meantime, he was potter from tzitzis. But he's a nubri. Is not that is a beya chadosh. That would not be a mechayev to make a new broche. But the mechayev is because he was potter from mitzvah tzitzis. Mitzvah tzitzis ended last night. And he was not mekayim any mitzvah the whole night, and it's irrelevant if he was up, if he was sleeping. So, but he wasn't mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. Now mitzvah tzitzis is chayz v'niyah in the morning. So now he's being mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. So he has to make a new broche. That is the shitas haRambam, that Rambam holds a laila loves man tzitzis. There's a shitas haRosh. The Shita Sarosh is that it depends. Ksus Yoim is Chayiv B'Layla. Beged that he wears by day is Chayiv at night also. So according to the Rosh, he never was a hefsik from the Kiyama Mitzvah. He put it on yesterday. He's still wearing it. So Lamai says, so there was no hefsik. But the Mechaba here, Paskins, like the Rambam, so therefore the Mechaber says, "Alon betaliso balaylo." If he slept in his talis at night, so we hold we paskin laylo lams man tzitzis. Even if he didn't take off the beged, he's still wearing the beged, but there's a new chiyuv bracha because the levisha of yesterday was Nifsak, since he was potter in a tzitzit. V'toy l'mash mishboi b'shas bracha. See, mechuyiv to make a bracha be preferable to be memashmish when you make the bracha. Now, before we go further, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Tzorich l'borich, dekayim olon, because the mechaba paskins la'halocha like the Rambam, the Laila loves man tzitzis, so Laila's love man tzitzis, Tavi hefsik, so there was a hefsik. The Yesh Chilkim Boze, now others disagree with this psak, came in the Ksus Yoim Chayiv after Laila, Ladas Mikzas HaPoiskim, that means the Shittas Horosh is that the Ksus Yoim is Chayiv Laila. So according to some poskim, there's no chiyuv bracha. He was mekayim mitzvah tzitzis at night. Duch lekamam b'simin yudches. So therefore, osavik brachas lahakol. So other poskim disagree with the mechaba, and they hold that Rav poskim hold that he's chayiv b'bracha. Because the Rav poskim hold Laila is Lav's man tzitzis, period. It's irrelevant what kind of beged he's wearing. But there are Amir poskim who hold that Laila, that a Ksus Yoim is Chayiv B'Laila. Ksus Laila is Potter, but a Ksus Yoim is Chayiv B'Laila. So we have to be Chayish for that sheet. And according to that sheet, there's no need to make a bracha. The Safik Brachas Lahakul. So Memele, they're Chaylik and the Mechaba. They hold you should not make a Bracha. Omikal Mokim, Nochain Lechavin, Liv Teresa Betalas Gobel. But if a person, now, so we have to understand. Most poiskim hold he's chayim to make a bracha with Laila Lavas Matzitz. But to make a bracha is a little scary because the Shitas HaRosh is that a Ksush Yom is chayim a Laila. So to make a bracha, what's going to be after 120 years and go meet up with the Rosh and we made a bracha and the Rosh says he won't mechuyev in a bracha. So therefore it is preferable not to make a bracha because the Shitas HaRosh is that a Ksush Yom is chayim a Laila. If you slept in it, if you slept in it, definitely, that's it. O mikolmo came nochin lechavon liv teresa betalus godel. But al kaponim, since meiker adin, we hold that he's chayiv bebroche, so he could avoid all problems by hopater it with a talus godel. Fine. So that's the halacha. So we have a machaber that says, make a broch and don't worry about the other shita. There are poiskim that hold, no, we should be concerned about the shita that holds that he's not chayab a broch and therefore don't make a broch. But the best answer would be, he should be machabim to partner with a talus god. The cholzeh, now this din, he slept with a talus god. So we say, according to Mechaber, he still has to make a bracha. According to the poskim, we don't make a bracha. That's Davkin, Kolzman, Shalei Pshotai. That means he slept with it and he didn't take it off. Avolim Pshotai. But if he took off the talus, he slept with the talus cotton. Then he took off Avolim Pshotai al Das, Shalei Lalav Shei take it. He decided he took off the talus cotton. And he won't put it on right away. He took it off. So this was, so even though he was potter, from making a broche, because he was the kind the mitzvah at night, Afal Pi came now, if he took it off, so now he puts it back on again, or does he have to make a broch? We're talking about it was a pshita, not to put it on right away. Again, we mentioned yesterday, there is chiluki deis, how long this is, 1 hour, 2 hours. About kabbalah, if he made just a pshita, so then does he have to make a broch? Or mikom bokeh, lechatchila einochin lasis eitzezu kdei shizchayim bebroche lekul alme, that means that he's doing a, that means what he, at the matzah now, I'm wearing the talus cotton. I slept with the talus cotton. So now, I asked the Rav, what should I do now? So the Rav tells me, listen, according to the Rambam Shita Mikadin, you should make a broche. But since there's Shita Sarosh, I'm telling you not to make a broche. Not to make a bracha because of the Shita Sarosh. So she says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take it off the das to put it on in 2 hours so I should be able to make a bracha according to the Shita Sarosh. Now, according to the Shita Sarosh, you were potter from a bracha. So I'm doing a pa'ula now. I'm going to take off the talus to make sure I should be chayav a bracha. That means if that's your reason, I mean, why are you taking off the talus? If you're taking off the talus, it got all sweated up, and you're taking it off, and then you're going to put it on in 2 hours. No. So then the din is, so that Levisha became Nifsak, and then now there's a new Levisha, make a bracha. But we really know why you're taking it off. I'll take it off because the Rosh says, I don't make a bracha, and I want to make a bracha, according to the Shitas HaRosh, so I'll do a pula in order to ensure I'll have to make a bracha. That is considered a bracha Shein Atzricha. That means that you don't do such things. If Meikir Adin and we're Chayish with the Rosh, you're potter to make a bracha, so you live with that. Wie man gebrochen hat, alles Gott, mein Chitesi. But that's called a broche, schein de Zriche. Let's go further. Hayoshein ba yoim shinas atzorai. Now, a person sleeps by day with a talus cotton, but he takes off the talus cotton. Or meisa me'olav a talus cotton. He takes off the talus cotton. Now, so what is the shayla? The shayla is, well, just like we mentioned yesterday, a person goes swimming, he takes off his talus cotton, he's going to put it back on. So, now, he's laying down. He doesn't want to sleep with his talus cotton. He takes off the talus cotton. But he's mechavim. When he wakes up, he's going to put it back on. So, is that called a hesek hadas, a hefsek in the levisha? Since I have an intent after I wake up, I'm going to put it back on again. So now, Ayoshin by Yom Shina Sarai, Bumesim Ola Batalus Kodin, Yesh Deis Pei Menapeskim and Zeh Bechlal Hesachadas. Maybe it's not called the Hesachadas. And maybe you are Potter from a Broche. A Gavuch is very interesting. The Chumis van Hoggis from Rav Sternbach, he cleared the Shaila, the Zman, if you take off, the Miralocha says a vague lotion this. If you took it off for a longer period of time, that's called Hesach Hadas. If you make a new bracha, a shorter period of time, it's not called Hesach Hadas. But these terminologies are very vague. So he starts groping half an hour, till later he brings down the Shulchan Al-Kharat. But he wants to bring it right from this Mishnah Berurah. He says, nowadays, if a person sleeps Vashina Sarayim, normally sleeps an hour. And the Mishnah Berurah says that it's a Sofik, but he doesn't have to make a Baruchet. So you see, by an hour is also not considered as man harvey that you should have to make a Baruchet. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's a Sofik. I don't know if you could make a Baruchet. No, I lost you. But those people...
The people that say, please...
At night or by day? You're talking about by day, yeah? Because he had an intent to put it on. He took it off. He took it off and he can put it on later. So it's cold. No, they're two different things. Over there, Pshat is, I took off the talus cotton, but I have an intent to put it back on again. So if I have an intent to put it back on, and I'm a chuv to put it back on, so taking it off for such a period of time is not called, I still have an intent to put it back on after. I took it off now, but I'm going to put it back on later. So and I had an intent to put it back on, so let's forget about the sleeping. Let's say I'm going to swim for an hour and then I'm going to put it back on. So I never was Messiah passed from the mitzvah of tzitzit. I took it off now. I can't swim with the talus cotton, but I'm a chuyv to put it back on, and my das is to put it back on. So it's called, I never was Masich Dach for mitzvah stitches. So the taking off does not mean anything. It means, I can't sleep with the tzitzis, akasha v'mais.
Every time it happens, it's cold every 5 minutes, but you when he's asleep, he's totally akasha. He has no awareness, and they call the tzitzis awareness.
No, because it wasn't cold, it was taken... That means it's not a hefsek in the levisha. That means even though there was a zman that I wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, but since it's daitoy to put it back on, so it's not called a hefsek in the mitzvah. It's irrelevant to content. It's no chilek. If he, I mean, just like when he's poshed, when a person is sleeping, he's mitzvah. There's a whole tumul in this. But poshed, when a person is sleeping, he's Mekayim a mitzvah when he sleeps, they bring a raya. When he's out, doesn't have dinner for shaita. They bring a liar if a kohen is sleeping in a room, and when someone dies in the room, you go up to the kohen and wake him up and tell him, Rabbi, there's a maaseh, so you have to, you wake up the kohen. So, I'm a shaita now. No, no, you're not a shaita. You have a chiyuv and a bardas, and so over here, so since I have an intent to put it on after the sleep, so I never was going with the levish. I took it off the das to put it back on again in an hour, just like the mohos. I took it off and put it back in 10 minutes. So that's not called a hefsek in the levish. So putting it back in an hour, I want to sleep now, night. For some reason, I can't sleep with the talus cloth. So it's not cool. I have sick. So it's a suffix. Yes, Dave? If Stellenbuch brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav 2 to 3 hours, is that have sick? Yeah, according to this. So according to that sheet, the Lashon of the Mishabul is not mashma like that, that it's so much. Well, Kaponim, there's a Shulchan Aruch Harav that holds like that. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach also says 2-3 hours. So the mail of Rav Kaponim, here the Mishnah Berurah, it says it's a Sofik Al Kapon. Yesh Deis Ben Abaisen Zeh Bechlal Hesach Adas. Al Kain, therefore, may Hanochain Shal Kaponim Yechasa Boi Bishas Hashem. He says, I'll tell you a good answer. So let him go and cover himself with it. He doesn't want to wear the talus coat. Let him cover himself with it. It means I was always wearing the beged. I was wearing it when I was sleeping. So then that'll take away all the shilas. Now, Bekitzer, let us just remind ourselves, we were in the Mechaba. The Mechaba says a person slept with a talus coat. The Mechaba holds Laila loves Matzitzisu, so a time span passed that he was spotted from Tzitzis. So the Mechaba says, so when he wakes up, he's mechuyiv to make a broch on the Tzitzis, and he should be memash mishpoy. The Chayin Yasis, another Ramos says a second case. A person put on a talus, were again the same chassidim of the Mechaba. We hold that Laila loves mansitzes. So a person put on a talus godel. But Laila, he has to go now on a trip, and thus he's putting on now the talus, and he doesn't make a brocha, and he doesn't put on the talus. So the same thing, so he should do the same thing. What should he do? That when it becomes day, he should be b'mashmish b'tzitzis, and he should make a broche. So the Rama compared his aloche to the Mechaba's aloche. The Mechaba's aloche was he put on the tzitzis yesterday. He slept with the tzitzis and he wasn't mekayim any mitzvah l'aloche. That's what the Mechaba holds, so it was a hefsek. And then later, when he wants to make the broch, he should be memash mishpat tzitzis. And the Rama says, I'll tell you a second case. He put on the tzitzis 10 minutes before Alois HaShachar. He didn't make a broch because it's laila. And later, when he makes the broch, he should be memash mishpat tzitzis. So the Rama compared these two halachas. Ayin betaz shekosa v'chein eni medugdek de bezeh tzorich midina l'mashmesh v'aboyker shemavorech ala talus. Here midina, now, so the, let us just be medayik one day and then explain what the taz is saying. When the Mechaba said, if he slept with the talus during the night, so the Mechaba says, V'toiv le'mashmesh boi b'shas broche. So if I learn the Mechaba Elech, that means, I'll ask the Mechaba Elech, I know, okay, I slept with the Talz Kotten, you hold have to make a broche. Should I make, shall I be me'mashmesh in the tzitzis? So the Mechaba says, it would be a good thing if you do it. Do I have to do it? No. It would be a good thing if you'll do it. In the second case, the Taz holds, that if I put on the, we'll see the reason for this soon, if I put on the talis 10 minutes before Alayis HaShach, I didn't make a bracha. Now, we got Mishayake, now I want to make a bracha. So here the halacha is, you have to be memashmish. That's what the Taz says. We'll see the reason why. So therefore, the Taz says, so the word v'chein also, don't say v'chein on your case. On your case, you have to be memashmish. And the case of the mechaba is preferable to be memashmish. That is, I'm a tasha kosher by v'chein einim v'dugdik, the bezetzach midina l'mashmish b'boike, now, that's the translation. Now, what is the svara of the Taz? The svara of the Taz is as follows. In the case that I slept with a talus at night, and I made a bracha yesterday, 2 days ago. I made a bracha yesterday. And I slept with the talus. Now's a new day. So somehow, if I make the bracha now, so everyone will understand the bracha is for today. It's not for yesterday, because yesterday is a different day. So that everyone will understand the bracha I'm making now is for today. So mikadin, you don't have to be mamash mishbitzitzis. But if I put on the talus before Alois HaShach, which was today, I put it on today, 10 minutes for Alois HaShach, and I'm making now the bracha, so people might think, oh, we're making the bracha now for the Shas Levisha. That's a treif in the machshove. The Shas Levisha, you don't make a bracha, you potter. The Shas Levisha, you potter. But since the Shas Levisha and the bracha are the same day, so people might attribute the bracha is for the Shas Levisha. So that's the idea of the thing. You have to be mamash mishpatzitzis to show from your actions that I want that the bracha should be on now, not from before. It shouldn't work for before. But I made a bracha yesterday, everyone will know that they're not making a bracha now for yesterday. So then everyone will understand the bracha is for today. That's therefore toib mamash mish, but the essay says it's preferable. Sif Yudayim, Niskasa Bebeged Shuchayu B'Tzitzis, a person put on a beged, Lehitl B'Tzitzis, he didn't put on Tzitzis, Bittl Mitzvah Tzitzis, he was Mavatl Mitzvah Tzitzis. The Tzitzis Chayv is Gavgol in Yenzesh, Niskasa B'Talsas Chalob, Chiyiv Ein Tzimin Yudayim. That means there's no Chiyiv to wear a beged of Tzitzis, but if I put on a beged of Dalek Knof, it's not a Chiyiv to put on Tzitzis. And therefore, if I didn't put on tzitzis, I was about to the mitzvah, so say, of tzitzis. Steve test. Eize begodim chayov betzitzis. Eize betulim betzitzis. Ein chayev betzitzis, now we have a machlekes, the mechaber, and the ramor. Ein chayev betzitzis min ha-toyre, el ha-beged pishtim, alinim beged. Oy shel tzemer rechelim, or wool from a sheep. Avol bigdei shar minim, but if you have a beged that is made from any other mean, ein chayovim betzitzis elu midrabbana. This is only chayim midrabbana. That means cotton beged or any other beged is only chayim midrabbana. That means min ha-toyre, you're only chayim on a beged of tzemer oy pishtim. The Yesh Aymrim, so the Ramah says, the Kulu Chayovim Midereise. The Ramah says, no, all begodim are Chayiv Minatayre. We'll see what the reason for the Machlokes is. Vahochi Hilchese. And that's how we paskin. So all begodim are Chayiv Minatayre. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Elo, now what is the Svore of the Mechaba? So this Kedetoni Devei Rabbi Yishmael. It says, the Yafinin minegoim the porat beyakosim tzemer upishtim avkomokim dechsiboy beged akavonim mitzemer upishtim. It says, by negoim it says, beged tzemer u beged pishtim. So it would seem from there that the Torah, when the Torah tells us what has a shame beged, beged semor, beged pishtim, that's it. Something made out of a different material, cotton or something else, that's not called a beged. So here it says, al kanfei bigdeichem, you have to put it on a beged. So now, when is it considered a beged? If it's made out of wool, wool in it. That is Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Chelim, or Eglim Schorim. That means it's irrelevant if it's a male sheep, a ram, or a female sheep. That's called Tzema. Avoshah Kol Aminim. But any other mean besides Tzema Rechelim, wool from a sheep, kegoy, tzemer gmalim, the hair that grows on gmalim, the noita shalizim, or that which grows on goats, vashirim, that's silk, the tzemer arnovim, or you have the fur that grows on a rabbit, v'chein cannabis, or hemp, v'cholki aydavna, einam, Bechlau Tzemel Ufishtim. It's not called Tzemel Ufishtim. Ve'einam chayovim betzitzis rak midrabonim. Midrabonim yechayim, that's the Shittas HaMechaba. Ve'tzemel Rochel Bas Eis. Now this is a very interesting case. Let's know what the case is talking about. We're talking about that. Let's go up three generations. We have here a sheep. And the child of the sheep looks like a goat. It doesn't look like a sheep. How this happened, Akasha and Amaisa, so the father was also a sheep. But somehow it's nidme, it does not look like the parent. It looks like a different mean. So the halacha is, if it does not look like the parent, it doesn't have the din of the parent. So memela, so this aiz that was born from the rochel, so that's called noito shel izim. In afilu, it had a child that was similar to the baba. It's also, but since this child is not like the parent, doesn't have a din, so it's coming from an ace, but doesn't have a din of Tzema Rechelim, and it's possible in that period. Fine. That's what he says. V'etzema rochel ba'aseis kosa b'sheshev v'etzema l'gam kei l'choshev tzema v'ehava elo kishar minim. V'meila hu adin, so it's potter, it's hu adin, d'ochal ha'im osim em tzitzis, k'lechem em eni poita, elo b'minim. We're going to have later in Sif Beis that there's a din of min konof, that the tzitzis should be the same material that the beggar is made out of. But so that means you have a cotton beged, you could make the tzitzis out of cotton. You have a silk beged, you should make the tzitzis out of silk. But there's a locha, wool will potter all begodim. But if I say a tzema rochel baseis is not called wool, so in the poita elabemina. Fine, we'll finish with that. Tzema rechelim oipishton shetrofon bisha mine. Now, let us say, I have wool from a sheep, and I mixed up this wool with threads or strands of cotton, and I made threads out of it. So now I have a thread or a chut shel tzitzis, or I made a beged out of it, and I have a chut that is not pure wool, it's wool and cotton. Azlin and Bosarube. So now, what halacha does this have? The halacha is halacha, whatever loiv of the material is. If loiv is tzemel, so has it in tzemel. If Reiv is cotton, is it in cotton? If Reiv is in cotton, is it in cotton? If Reiv is in cotton, is it in cotton? That's what he's putting, but he made a beged out of these threads. V'davkin tofam, v'tovin vosam and beged. He made threads out of this combination, then he made a beged out of it. Abol ima shesi, so we say it's a beged of tzema, of roiv is tzema. Abol ima shesi mi tzema, oy mi pishtim ve'erem mishar minem ayivcha ein chayru deizum rak midrabonan afilu rubay mitzema u'pishtim deshesi ay erev lechud lechoshiv beged. Deshesi is the when one weaves a beged, so there are horizontal threads and vertical threads. They're made differently. The horizontal threads are called the shesi. The vertical threads are called the erev. So now, so he says, if you have horizontal threads from one mean and vertical threads from another mean, so there I will not say if roiv is from tzemes chayvin atayrev, because the shesi of the erev alone doesn't have a shame beged. A beged is when it put together the shesi and the erev, then it's called one beggar, then you go bust a life. Ela mida rabbana. So the mechaber said, but all other minim, it's only chay mida rabbana. After tzorich levorich al mitzvah shi mida rabbana gav kei. Bikol mokim nafkemine linye kama tvor. There's a big nafkemine. What's a nafkemine? Number one, Aleph. The Yaisa Roy Lassis Beged, she Yaisa Bemina Teire. It's preferable to wear a Beged at Yechayev Mina Teire. Now, there's a Mirdike Chumra that Ramesha says. So we look at this halacha, that, okay, that's, we understand this. The Kaim Amitzim Mina Teire, Layla, a mitzvah with the Rabbanon, it's a mitzvah with the Rabbanon, but you can't compare a mitzvah with the Rabbanon to a mitzvah in that time. But Ramesh says, Ashrek lecha chumre. The Gemara says, the mitzvah of tzitzis is, theoretically, I don't have to wear tzitzis. I won't put on a beged shadal of knuffes. I'll have a beged of three knuffes. I'll round off the fourth knuff. No problem. I'm not mechayev in tzitzis. If I wear a beged of dalet knafis, then I'm chayev in tzitzis. But the Gemara says, amur dekezach, but peyitan rischa manishim lay. That means, the poshet pshat is, when it's a shas hadin, ba'ilam, the zamidas hadin shaylet ba'ilam, and then we're going to come to you. Why didn't you wear this? Well, I was happy. Aloch, I wasn't potter. That's very good if times are going good. But if it's a shas adin, there's a tviya of a person. There's a tviya of a person. Why did you? You had a capability of being mekayim a mitzvah tzitzis by wearing a beged of dalet knafis in you. You ignore this capability, so b'shas adin b'zatviyah. That's what the Gemara says in Masechtas Menachos. Agavulche, there's a goyin in Mishle, the goyin says in Mishle, you know what b'din rischa means? B'din rischa means something else. B'din rischa means if a person never was ever alive, he won't go into Gehenna. He was a mavatl mitzvah sasei, but he don't go into Gehenna for mitzvah sasei. If you're ever alive, then you have already... You're eligible to go to Gehenna, fine. The minute he's in Gehenna already, fine. So they take care of all the lavan he did. Now, once he's raised his hands, can I go out? No. If you're in Gehenna already, we won't let you out till we'll take care of all the mitzvahs you want, Mekayim. So that means if he's in the Gehenna, then they'll start making a chesh. Why didn't you put on tzitzis? And that for that question, they'll have a much longer stay in Gehenna. Okay, but this is a Gemara. But Moshe says, Ashrek, Moshe says, that what'll be, he wore tzitzis his whole life, but cotton tzitzis, a beggar of cotton. So Rav Moshe says, why weren't you mekayem the rice of the kibbutz? It's not only why weren't you mekayem the tzitzis, you had an opportunity to mekayem the rice of the kibbutz, and you ignored it, you only made a rabbon of the kibbutz. So that's not an envy. So that's L'chei Ripshat in the first and the Aleph over here. The Yoysa Roy Las is Begit She Yoysa Beimina Torah. That's one Nafkamina. Number two, Im Nisar V'loi Tzitzis Tvuyin Lishmon B'Shaloi Lishmon V'ein Loi Tzitzis Achayim Oy She Yesh Loi Sofek Ala Begit Im L'chei B'Tzitzis Imu Mid Rabon And Sfek Ad Rabon Ruku. Let's speak about the first case 1 minute. We hear a person made tzitzis. He made tzitzis, and when you make the chutei tzitzis, they have to be made l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Because these tzitzis, when the person made the tzitzis, he didn't know about the law. He made tzitzis that were shaloi lishma. Didn't make a lishma. Then someone tells him, you know, make lishma. Okay, makes lishma. So now I hear him on the table. Then he goes away, this person, Beineno. Now I hear him on the table, two buntlach of tzitzis. One I know he made lishma. One I know he made shaloi lishma. One is posel, one is kosher. Now I'm going to play Russian roulette over here. So what am I doing? I don't know what to do. So the din is, if you're wearing a beggar that's only chayv mid the rabbonon, I shut my eyes, sorry, the rabbonon lekulim, I take one buntel of tzitzis, finished, I'm allowed to be machnas myself in a sofik, because it's a sofik to rabbonon. The same aloha is nageh by Hilchus Fira Sohima, that one can sell Sfira Sohima bein ha-shmoshes. I bein ha-shmoshes, maybe it's yoim, I can sell bein ha-shmoshes. Oh, mitzvah Sfira Sohima is ad rabbonon, sofik de rabbonon lekulim. So the al-kaponim, there's such an hoge by a mitzvah de rabbonon, one can, so over here, if he has this problem, he doesn't know which tzitzis he's taking, say sofik de rabbonon lekulim. That's another nafkamina. And a third nafkamina, imu yoshe b'tzibur, v'nivsek echad mitzitzi yosef b'chel. He's sitting in the tzibur, and one of the tzitzis became posel. Imu d'rabonon, yeshloi mekovad abri yestoiched d'rabonon, and b'chui yftaked lipshetai. So it's a kovad abri is over here, that he has to take off the talus, and... So if it's a drabonon, we say kavod abris is taichad nisa drabonon. If it's a daraisa, you take it off. Ayin b'chimin yud. Gimel v'ayin b'chimin ha'avi, ayin b'chimin godin. V'yesh oimrim. Others hold the kulu. They don't paskin like tonne dverim. Bishmol poiskim ki rovim. The rovim, romi rovim, yes takashe. Ksiv al tzitzis ha'konof. What does that mean? Mashme min konof. That the tzitzis should be the same material that the beged is. So that means, if the beged is cotton, the tzitzis should be made out of cotton. If the beged is silk, the tzitzis should be made out of silk. Perish, afilu eini shel tzemer o pishtim, whatever, we call mokim ye tzitzis mimina beged. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk, leshil b'shatnes tzemer o pishtim yachtov, gedilim tasa lecho mehem. So here, Chazal darshin that the tzitzis should be out of wool. The first pasuk says the tzitzis should be made out of cotton, if it's a cotton beggar. The second pasuk says you should make tzitzis out of wool. Okay, Tzad. So Rav darshin tzemer opishtim, if you have woolen tzitzis, poitrim ben b'minim, ben shaloi b'minim. Tzemer pishtim patos all minim. Shamini b'minim poitim, shal b'minim eini poitim. So memela, if you learn this drashim, so there's a posik that's telling me that tzemer will pata katan. So my says is a chiv to wear, put on tzitzis and a katan begim in a tzere. Umachriya remo kedeyizu, shekein tzviru loy v'achroinim kerobe lidrash min kamer. Ushma mino v'chol mine beged chayv min atayre betzitzis v'yiyah mimina beged. So that's what Roy Paiskim holds, and that's how the Remo Paskim. V'hochi ilchese. And the Ramah paskin like that. V'yirei shemayim yachmer al atzmai. Lochish l'dei arishoyne. V'yirei shemayim should be machmer. And she put on a talus shal tzemeh. G'day she yisayim v'tzitzis min ater l'kul ha'omeh. Benochin sheyase beina talus godo beina talus kot mishal tema. It's preferable side of talus godo and side of talus kot should be made out of wool. Now I'd just like to mention two things. There's a problem. The Vilna Goyin wore a talus cotton of cotton. And so now everyone starts scratching their head. Why did he wear a talus cotton of cotton? We just said over here that so there's an answer on the Hoga of the Goyin. He wore a talus kodol the whole day. So the mitzvah deraisi was Mekayim. He wore a talus kodol of cotton to be Mekayim, the mitzvah derabon. This is a new mitzvah. This is a mitzvah derabon. It's not yenem mitzvah. It's not mitzvah sitzis. Mitzvah sitzis. Oh, this is a mitzvah of leis also. If you wanted a chapara in this mitzvah also. That's how others say pshat in the Goyin. The problem is that the Chazreinish, the Steitler, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, they also wear a talus cotton of cotton, and they're not wearing a talus cotton the whole day, so there. We have to know Klo what their reason is. That's what they do. That's one thing. And one more thing we had mentioned already, there's a Machlokes, Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman. If you have a baggage that's made of synthetic threads, polyester, is that chayiv b'tzitzis midrabbonan according to Ramah min HaTorah? So Rav Moshe says it is only called a baggage if the only way this baggage can be created is by weaving the threads. When you make a synthetic baggage, theoretically you don't need threads. You can make the whole baggage synthetically. So I'll go and I'll make threads. He says, so you make threads, that doesn't mean that the baggage came about through threads. He says, what will it be if a person will take leather and they'll make strips out of the leather and they'll make a baggage? So he says, it's a potam and it's a gambling because it's made out of a material that does not need a riga. So he holds it's potam and it's a slagamri. Rav Shlomo Zalman holds if it's made out of threads, it's chayiv mitarabot. What? Yeah, so that's so Ramesha says, but since theoretically you don't need the weaving to make the bracha, to make the beged, so it's not considered. What? Yeah, now they make sense. But he says, but since you don't have to make it,